Hello and welcome, everyone, to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. We're delighted you're all here. We have a wonderful program planned for you tonight. Today is March 26th. It's Wednesday of the year 2014. Ron is just back from his expo in New York, or recently completed, and we may hear some of the information about that tonight, but also we have Terry coming on as our guest this evening. We're delighted to have him and look forward to his questions and comments. So I'm just going to say hello to both of you gentlemen right now. Hello, Terry, and hello, Ron.
Hi,
Ann. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Ron. Do you want to give us all a little quick clearing out, Ron, before we get started?
Yep, here we go. So think of an emotional situation, and maybe you got hurt or something. So if you did, we'll do a pain clearing. So we'll do both of those. You have to specify to yourself, to us here, so we know what it is, the life being. So let's first get rid of energies that are causing your situation. So here we go. Think of that right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So they still have some pain out there. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Energize the light beam now if you like. So go to the creationlightship.com homepage. Bring up the light beam, and here we go. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll just start the show here. I guess we'll just bring Terry on. And it's all yours, Terry.
Hey, hi. Thank you. Hey, what I was doing as you were doing the pain clearing, because I had pain in my foot, I was rubbing the place where it was sore. And that helped me bring my attention to it, so felt like it helped. Thank you. My first question tonight is, I heard on an archive, I think you were talking with Michael a few days ago, last week, about activating old DNA and to basically go activate DNA where he was prosperous or something to that effect. And my question is, how do you actually activate? How would I activate old DNA? And do I need to know what it is I'm activating, or just sort of it's kind of a blanket thing that I could just put out there that I want the DNA of, you know, something in particular?
Okay. This can go a few ways here. What you're doing is you're going back into the past, and if you find that you maybe had a talent that you may want to expound upon now, but you don't have any more horsepower, we'll say, to do that any further, you can activate that DNA to bring it forward now into this present moment. So you're bringing your past into the present moment. You can also do the fetus infusion. I believe that's what it's called, where you go week by week when you're created from conception to bring forth more of what you wish to experience in this lifetime. Another way of doing it, too, a little differently, is if you have a situation in your life that is haunting you and you just can't seem to get it, but you know about what year you got connected to it, you can do a timeline crash on that. And you probably want to do it maybe if it's a really big issue, maybe month by month until you've reached the present moment here. And that could be, you know, quite some time if you had it happen like 30, 40 years ago or something. But still, you want to go back to the initial time that this thing occurred where it popped up and you experienced that. So as far as the bringing forth the DNA for a talent, that's one thing. And maybe the DNA has something that's lurking. That's a negative situation for you. Then you want to also go back, and I'd probably do timeline crashes on it. That's probably what I would do. So does that answer your question, Terry?
Yeah, so I don't need to know specifically what the DNA is. It's more of the talent. If I'm looking for, let's say, to be able to play the guitar, then I would just either I could do a fetus infusion for that to bring it forth, or timeline crash to, and it would just act, it just activates that DNA if I have that talent.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you see, you want to play the guitar, that's a good example. Okay, so you want to play the guitar, and you can play it a little bit, but you just seem to have blockages there. And the timeline crash, you get rid of the blockages that you're experiencing. Could be maybe if you're moving your fingers, which you may not know anything about, maybe stage fright. So all that could be other issues attached to playing the guitar. Maybe for somehow a long time ago you were they're playing some type of string instrument for the king, and you made a mistake, and they cut your head off, you know, or whipped you to death, or whipped you, you know. And so right away, you know, when you pick the guitar up, what you really want to do in this lifetime, you go, I don't know, if I make a mistake, I'm going to be penalized, and it can be very bad for me. So if that's the case, then you want to do timeline crashes to get rid of it. And the DNA that you're dealing with may also have a negative situation with that. So, you know, you could go in and, you know, activate more DNA from a different time frame, maybe go back further if you happen to know when it was, or just you know, I guess the best thing would probably be the spirit infusion, because that's going to bring forth the energy for you to play that guitar. And it may only be activated maybe in you, you know, 5%, because your spirit thought, well, you may want to play the guitar, so we'll just bring forth them with the information there and the know-how, et cetera. But, you know, you may have other things that also is at 5%, and somehow you want to expound upon this here and get better at it, but you just can't. But you know that you have it inside of you, but you just can't get through the blockages. So that's how I would kind of look at that, as getting rid of what's blocking you. And basically the main thing is probably either going to be fear, which is probably the number one thing, and maybe anxiety. And so you'd probably want to release those on playing the guitar, and also look at your life. If you use the word fear a lot in your vocabulary, or maybe you say, you know, maybe use the word anxious or some word like that, then right away you know what clearing you need automatically. That comes out of your mouth without you even knowing about it. Or I don't feel very well, and use the word feelings, then those are the bodies that you want to clear, because you're already stuffed full. So your physical body's telling you, hey, there's a problem here. That's why I'm saying that word all the time. But basically, anything that's negative, you may want to do timeline crashes on that.
Okay. And so then the releasing fear and anxiety, would that be through specific clearings, or through timeline crashes, or through emotional body? Which of those is a good place to start for releasing fear and anxiety?
Yeah. I would probably work with the fear, because the fear is probably what everybody deals with, you know. So for the listeners, if you want to do something and you just can't seem to muster up the energy to do it, I would probably think the fear would be, you know, the first clearing to do. And you may want to put that into the box there for, you know, the energy of maybe playing the guitar, then also do timeline crashes on it as to maybe when you first picked up the guitar, or maybe you picked it up, maybe you picked it up last week and you really want to play, but somehow you just don't feel right about doing it, but you really want to do it, you know. Then it would be something dealing with a genetic past life, which would be in your DNA, so you want to get that cleaned out of you.
Hmm.
And then also,
and you said something.
Yeah, and then also maybe somebody could have put a spell on you. So that gets even deeper. So back to you, Terry.
Yeah, great. So I appreciate that. So I've been experiencing heart arrhythmias for over 10 years, and I've been doing really a lot of timeline crashes on irregular heartbeat, heart arrhythmia. I remember the first time I experienced it, Maude had reminded me of it, and it was at a basketball game, and so I remember who I was and what I was doing, and I started timeline crashing that situation, and I don't think I'm getting any relief from it. So I want to do a new angle on it, but I'm not quite sure how to get in and do something different other than what I've been doing. I've been doing a lot of different clearings, and I must have run, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of timeline crashes. But there might be just like a nuance or something that I'm missing on it. And so do you have any recommendations on that?
When it does that, is it just like one moment when it skips a beat, or is there a whole bunch of scenarios with it, or what? How could you describe it to me?
Okay. Well, what I generally feel is like a pressure that starts like in my belly, and then it works its way up and moves this pressure up towards my heart, which then I have this feeling of like vulnerability. And then if I do something that's either too physically strenuous, or if I eat too big of a meal and there's pressure, or if I maybe have a flash of anger or irritation, it might trigger it into skipping a beat, and then it extends into an extended time of skipping beats and being all irregular, and it might last for, you know, a day or 2 days, and it's, you know, it feels really uncomfortable, and then I feel really drained from that. There's a number of ways that it can get triggered, but the experience of it is pretty much always the same, of feeling like really kind of just almost collapsed over my chest, over my heart, with my body, and just feeling like I just want to like get pulled into the gravity of the ground, like be still. So, but it's pretty yeah.
Okay, so would it be like a anxiety triggering you, or maybe being pissed off or something? Anger?
Yeah. Either one of those. I think there's a basis of anger in it, but it feels like an angry thing. And my dad had, there's a history in my family of arrhythmias and heart situations.
So good. Okay, now I can look for it. Okay, good.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, it started five generations ago. Okay, so go back and do the generation clearings, and let me see here what you want to do here. It's either going to be fear or anger. You'd have to see which one seems to trigger it for you. Because both of those will put you, it almost feels like it's almost like split in half there, 50-50.
Yeah.
Kind of sit there. Let me see. So it's dealing with the emotions of the body going so far out of control with like high blood pressure. That's kind of what I pick up. Oh. The person was really pissed off, okay?
Yeah.
And that made the whole inside of the body get really tight. And that's what, that might give you some kind of clue.
Yes, it
maybe
does.
You could time my crash just a different thing for this lifetime, okay? That's possible. I'm trying to think. But normally, once the thing comes up, you're running all those past energies, and you may not have to go back five generations on it. I probably would if it was me, but you might be able to just look at that time when you first really got really upset with something. You know, it could even be when you're 5 years of age, and just timeline crash from there forward. For doing that, because you got to find out where that actually hit in this lifetime, and you could crash that, and that would make the other DNA dormant because it's still only activated in this lifetime. So if you can get rid of that energy at first on a timeline, but you know I'm about 90% good on that one, but I would probably do you know, the seven generations, going back five generations. So I think the first generation series would do that because there's seven generations for each one.
And this is the, is it a particular seven generations? I know there are various generational clearings.
Yeah, it'd either be for anger or maybe anxiety. I'm trying to see, just kind of picture somebody getting really upset with somebody, okay? And, you know, you kind of seen like cartoons where somebody gets really mad and they're, at least in the old days anyway, you know, and their face turns all red, you know, and they get...
Yeah, and they blow smoke out of their ears.
Yeah, so that's kind of what the person was dealing with. And the anger was so strong that it almost could probably actually stop his heart momentarily. And that's what I see is connecting with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds very familiar.
So it may be simple to correct. Let's see here what else I can pick up.
And that would be a seven-generation anger clearing?
Yeah, just the first one, yeah. That's probably all that you need, because that goes back, the first seven generations goes back seven generations, and yours is at number five. So I would probably do number five a bunch of times, just to play it safe, you know?
Okay. All right.
And do it probably, I'd probably do it for anger.
Anger, okay. I'll yep. start there.
That button got pushed. Let me see if I can tune into that light for you here. I don't normally do readings for people, but let me just see what I'm picking up here. I'm seeing a person eating. It's a male. I see him eating, and maybe the whole dinner arrangement wasn't proper or something, or maybe they had an important guest coming and the food wasn't cooked properly or something like that. I dealt with food, okay? That might be a clue for you. You know, it's supposed to be perfect, and it wasn't. And then the person just got really upset, whatever, you know. So, the initial thing dealt with food, eating, you know, whatever they're eating back then. And maybe the food wasn't prepared properly or wasn't put on the table right, you know. Not enough food or something, but it just seemed like the person lost face with the guest coming over, okay? And then after the person left, the guy got into a, you know, the temper tantrum.
Right.
So
yeah, and that's interesting because I do get it after eating pretty consistently. If I eat too much, there's a pressure that comes from that, and so that's exciting. I'm gonna do that. That clearing. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So the other day I was just kind of writing, you know, in a notepad and just, you know, coming up with some questions and just some thoughts and things, and then I realized, wow, I could feel like programming in my hand as I was writing. And I started writing my signature, and I realized, like, wow, there's a lot of programming in my hand with my signature. And it's like, how, and I realized, oh, I want to clear that. Is that a timeline crash or a natal barcode, or what's a good way to clear my signature?
Yeah, I think it would be the natal barcode, where you put in you know, your name and addresses and phone numbers and where you lived and whatever seemed to relate to you, because they're all tracking information, okay?
Okay.
So you release that, and all of a sudden, you're actually erasing your identity, you know, that the aliens are connecting to you. And very possibly, you know, as you're doing that, you're also eliminating with the, you know, numbers and letters, we'll say, of what you're putting in there. You're eliminating people courting you with your name. If they think of your physical appearance, then they can court that, you know, as far as looking at you and say, oh, yeah, this is who he looks like, you know. They can court that energy to your body. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you might have a document someplace with your name on it, and some somebody could cord you through that. I'm trying to see how that would be. Okay, let's just say you're going to school. You know, you're in elementary school or something, you know, and the teacher has every student write their name on a piece of paper for whatever reason, and she has that piece of paper in front of her now. Well, she can look at all those, and if you're not there in class, and she's doing roll call, we'll say, and you don't raise your hand or she didn't hear anything, then she can look at that name and actually cord you energetically. Oh. And then you got an attachment through your physical name. And that may still be there. Remember, cords don't go away until you release them. So by doing the NATO barcode, when you put your name in, all of a sudden that name is no longer available because you took off the identity, the energy which could be connected to you with your name.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, when I sign mine, it's just a little mark in a straight line. That's all that I have. People look at it and they go, you know, if you ever see me sign my name, that's what I do. I do almost an R and I do a straight line after it.
By clearing my name, that would clear my signature as well.
Yes, it would.
Uh-huh. Like how I actually. Okay.
Yep, how people are connected.
Along those same lines, so I was also writing, like, oh, I command to be on the creation lightship timeline of light. I was just kind of writing that and see, kind of check out how that felt. And then it felt to me like I actually got more, like, I don't know if focus is the right word, but, like, more connected to the actual command of doing that. So my question is, if I write out those types of commands, is it not any better than just saying it out loud?
Okay, so I guess the question is, if you write it in place of saying it out loud, is it similar or the same? You're still bringing
write it with saying it out loud too.
I would say both would probably be maybe stronger possibly, because you're imprinting it into this timeline. So it's now becoming something that would be in the air, in the ether, and now it's being grounded into the timeline as you write on it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess kind of using the term, I don't even know any other way of saying this here, but you know how dogs sometimes go around and pee on everything, right?
Yeah.
They love trees to pee on everything. Well, they're marking their territory. So by you signing here, you know, in and on this timeline that you're on, then you're going to have more of a presence because you're bringing forth an energy to do that.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So is using my handwriting also a way of, potentially a way of clearing things? Like if I want to clear pain or something, like actually writing it out, like, clear the pain in my foot. Is that something that can be used in that way? Or?
Well, let's see here. I would say yes. Well, what I do when I do clearing, I just did one over the weekend here. I did an emotional clearing. So I have a chart that we created a long time ago. I don't do that many clearings, you know, in person any longer, but this person wanted me to do one, and I have the time available. So I did an emotional clearing for a 28-year-old woman. And so what I do is I take normally it's a pencil. You can use ink, but I think I used ink this time, but normally I get a pencil, and I'll just, start scribbling up and down marks, and that will hold the energy, and then you have to get rid of the paper afterwards. So that could be what you could try to see if it works. What you could do is maybe you have to be in the moment all the time. So this here is the way you have to do it, is be in the moment. And it might be harder because you're not in the moment when you're doing this, thinking about the pain or something, but you could draw a picture of your foot, okay, foot and ankle, we'll say, and maybe circle the area that you have the known problem. And then at that point, you could just maybe put an arrow down to on the page and just start scribbling up and down with your pencil and just see if the energy from the ankle gets transferred into those marks. Now, if you get into mind energy, then it may not work. And it might be hard to do it to stay in the present moment because you may have difficulty possibly doing that. The pain will take you out of the now, naturally. So that's the only thing that I'm seeing. But if you can stay in the present moment, then you may transfer the pain into those marks. And when you get done, fill the paper away. What I do is tear them up, maybe at least 4 to 8 tears on the paper, you know, different directions, you know, when you tear it. And then throw it away. Or you might even want to burn it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. And by staying in the moment, then I'm consciously transferring the pain onto the image of, let's say, my foot, the arrows, or whatever it is on the page?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and then just destroying the page after that. Okay, got it.
Yeah. What I do is tear them up, and then you may want to burn it. You don't want to keep it around. I wouldn't keep it in your house either.
Yes.
You know, it'd be worth a try, just to see how it works.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll give that a try. I know you've talked in the past about being specific when you command spirit to do something. If I'm, let's say, working with bringing spirit into an area that's painful, let's say something in my foot, should I be really specific, like, oh, it's the fifth metatarsal on my left foot, or is it just enough to say left foot, or...
Left foot, so-and-so area, you know, if you want to get technical, you can, but, you know, you already know where the pain's coming from. The first thing to do is entities. So the number one, when you have pain, get rid of entities first off.
Okay.
In fact, I did that at the expo, and I don't know what, may have did it 20 times, and people's pains went away, not even doing a pain clearing. So...
There removing entities, can I be specific about
entities
the,
in your
the pain I'm experiencing?
You want to get rid of entities in your, say, left or right foot, and just concentrate there because they came into that area because of the pain. And they're bringing all their pain that they've experienced before the body died. It could be a car accident. It could be, anything in their lifetime. And they know what that pain is, and they get energy off of it. So they're looking for an energy pool, and your energy pool is actually your pain, and they're taking that and living off of it, and they attach to you.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing they do is get rid of entities, and you should start to feel pain getting released from you. I can do a sample clearing for that. So let's try that here. So if anybody out there has any pain in their body, hopefully not, but if you do, here we go. So you need to focus on it. You know, you need to indicate where the pain is. You want to put your hand there possibly. That'll be an indication that there's something going on. Here we go. So I'll just clear off about 50 entities. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Oh, yeah, excuse me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100 there. And also, your spirit may not be in that area because of all the pain. So just keep doing that until the pain maybe starts to subside a little bit. And your spirit also has the pain. So let's do a spirit clearing for that here. So let's clean out your spirit. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, how does that feel, Terry?
I feel some relief in my left toe. Yeah.
Okay,
it feels like 40% better.
Okay, so just do a bunch of entity clearings.
Okay, great.
And then after you do those, it's hard to say how many to do. Let's just say you did 1,000 of them. I'd say that would probably be sufficient. And then from there, see what's going on. You may want to do a pain clearing because your pain body could have the problem now a little bit. And
at the very end,
the pain body possibly. That depends how your pain is. The end process is you want to get your mind of the body activated to go there to fix it. Okay, so it may be traumatized also, but doing these clearings might untraumatize it. So you want it to be there to help you out in that location. And your spirit can also help out. And then you want to check out your chakra. Maybe your chakra is closed off. So let's open up your chakra. In your toe there. Is that where the problem is?
Yeah, left toe.
Okay, left toe. Here we go. So just moving it around here. And there we go. And I'll use the word spin to increase it. So spin, 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 open. There we go.
Yeah, I feel like I got a little more movement out of there.
Okay, so every little thing helps. And
yeah.
It's hard to say what... which clearing is going to really, you know, be the one that, you know, fixes it. But each one is going to help out a little bit at a time. But the entity is the big one, you know, and then maybe the pain body.
That's just called entity clearing?
Entity, yes, uh-huh. I think it's just called entity.
I don't think I've used that one yet. Yeah, entity.
Yeah, that one's good to have, you know, the whole lifetime with the unlimited. Because it's, you know, everybody picks up entities. Maybe every week it'd be good to clear them out of you. You know, entities come in, you know, get upset or something. They'll come flying in or everything else. And, you know, when you don't feel like you're yourself, some days entities run in your life. And when you have pain, that's the main thing. If you went to a location where they check people out for situations like what you're talking about, those places are filled, stacked full of these things. And all of a sudden you could walk in feeling, you know, pretty decent and walk out or maybe crawl out of the place, you know, wondering why it's so heavy and why you feel all this stuff on you. And so that's, you know, probably the last place to go. Even, you know, people talk about that. So anyway, I won't get into what we're talking about, which is very obvious, but that's it, you know. It's at these places, or you know, we released all the entities from graveyards, so there shouldn't be too many there. But if you went to a graveyard, you know, we released those when I was doing an expo in New Jersey, and there's a Russian town. I forgot what it was called, but they had something up there where they're talking about Civil War stuff or something. So we went into some Civil War cemetery, and just before that, about a week before, we cleared off the entities off the planet because the people are believing in the Jesus story about Jesus going to come and save them. So all these entities are stuck in the graveyards, haunting people when they walk in, and we cleaned all the entities out, took them out. So we fulfilled, in a sense, that prophecy, we'll say. and it was clean as could be. So
it was what as could be?
What's that again?
It was what as could be?
Yeah, we cleaned them out so there's no more entities in graveyards. There may be some now, you know, in the last few years, but, you know, I think, I don't know what town it was, but anyway, they had the Civil War there. It was a Russian
name. Was it Gettysburg, Ron? Was it Gettysburg?
I'm not sure. Possibly, but it was in New Jersey.
Oh.
No. Excuse me. I think it was Philadelphia. It's Philadelphia.
Okay. Are there less entities, Ron, on the planet now than there used to be? I mean, have we made any headway? Because I'm clearing entities all the time.
Well, I guess people die every day. You know, they're still floating around. But you know, I was looking at clearing those things out that's been here for since the time of Jesus. So
there are just billions and billions of entities here.
Yeah, and so all those are gone. There's still ones that are new coming around. People die every day, so entities are floating around.
Wow. So all we can do is protect ourselves.
Yeah, when I increase my life force energy, should I shrink wrap after that?
That would be good. Yeah, if you go into the public, yeah. So, you know, if you're staying at home, it probably won't make any difference to you.
So if I'm, let's say, watching a horror movie, can I get attached from an entity by doing...
Oh, yeah. More than likely, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So as I'm going about life and, you know, reading about things that are going on in the world or watching a movie, or how do I keep myself protected? It's just through shrink wrapping and increasing my life force energy, or is there something else?
That's about all that you have.
Being at
the moment, you know, just keep doing the mind to heart drop so that you're not connected to the timelines where all these events are occurring. But when you watch a movie, you're watching a movie that was created on a timeline with a given theme, okay? So, you know, if it's a movie about aliens invading the planet, it'll be that timeline. And possibly, you know, the aliens that created the movie that could be coming through the movie as you're watching it. It may sound a little weird, but, you know, they could attach to you. Or if you're watching something where there's something bad going on, maybe you're watching something by mistake. I use that term because people are listening and, you know, who may not want to watch, we'll say, the History Channel, where they're actually showing, you know, some animal being by some other animal or something, you know, which to me is disgusting how they could even do that. I don't want to get into judgment here, but, I mean, it's like... kind of show you how other, you know, how animals live, and I go, oh God, you know. But anyway, all of a sudden, you know, you go, oh, that, you know, that tiger, you know, is eating this whatever. I'll just say giraffe or some other type of animal, you know, and it's got it, and you see it for like 2 minutes struggling, and it finally dies, and this thing is eating something else. Well, all of a sudden, you have all this empathy for, say, the giraffe or whatever else it was. Just by having that, you could bring in all the wounded giraffes around on the planet because you're opening your heart up to that energy, and they can all come into you. And you may not act like a giraffe, but they're still going to be with you. Or maybe you see something, maybe you see an elephant get killed, and all of a sudden, you know, you start feeling yourself getting larger. And you feel like the inside of you is really big, but it's not. And maybe you just start gaining extra weight because you're collecting this thing and it's in you. And that can happen. So just by having sympathy, empathy, as you see something, you can bring in that energy to you. So that's kind of what you're talking about, I think. So you don't you release all that stuff. So if anything comes to mind now for the listeners, you know, and they go, oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw the horse get killed, or I saw this or that or the other. Well, then you may want to release that. Even people, you know, if you saw people get killed. I tend to have, it sounds a little strange, but I have more empathy for animals than I do for humans, because animals shouldn't go through all this hard stuff. But anyway, it may sound a little strange, but I don't like seeing animals get hurt. You know, humans have a choice, and, you know, they have a consciousness to where that they can choose to be in the moment, where animals sometimes can't always do that. So, but anyway, if I had my choice, I'd be working on animals only, you know. Anyway.
So I'm a little different line here. You know, I was just like listening to a motor the other day, and I heard this humming frequency, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, it's got a humming frequency, and then it started to kind of have some, I don't know what to call it, but like almost like there was something being promoted from it or broadcast
from it. Is it like the carrier wave?
The carrier wave. And I remember when I was younger, my dad used to say that he could hear messages coming from the motors of the planes near the airport when they took off. And I thought he was just kind of, you know, kooky. Like, what do you mean? It just sounds like a motor. And then I started hearing stuff, and I was like, wow, I wonder if there's, is there a dark side or alien programming that is built into, you know, the humming of the fluorescent lights, or...
Oh, that's very good.
Like that.
Well, you're really perceptive, yeah. That could be true. Because what you're doing is you're... let's just say that everybody's heard of, you know, the neon tubes, you know, and the transformers, the ballast, making humming sounds at times. So what you're hearing is that... 60 cycle, which could be double that, 120 cycle pulse. And that could be maybe being turned off and on at that frequency. And it could double that and go to 240, but we'll just say it's at the 120. So what you could be hearing or sensing is, each time it makes that noise, it could be stopping the timeline momentarily, and that something could be inserted on that next turn-on wave. It'd be kind of like watching a strobe light, and as you move your hand in front of a strobe light from left to right, you've all done this before, I'm sure, you know, or seen it, and the hand all of a sudden mysteriously appears in a different location when it's lit up. And you go, wow, that hand is moving really strangely. You know, maybe you only see three pulses and the hand goes across in front of you, but you don't see when it's not moving. So very possibly, you know, what you're saying is accurate. So things can get transmitted because it's being turned off and on, off and on. That's what the motor's doing. You're hearing different pulses. And those pulses are creating their own timelines, and they could be injecting, putting forth a transmission onto that timeline that's coming into this one. So, yes, I'd say that is correct.
Yeah, I know that when I am in an office that has fluorescent lights, like there's a, you know, I'm tall, so I'm like up closer to the lights, and I can actually feel like if I'm bending over and then I get up and I stand up into, there's like a zone of this frequency that becomes really apparent. So it's getting that now, like, oh, this is something being turned off and on. It's sort of like it's how you do a movie. Like, there's only so many frames per second, but like you don't actually see the breaks in between. It's just it's a continuum of it, of the energy. And yeah, so that's what I'm getting.
Yep, that's it. And also when you're driving your car, there's abduction areas, vortex areas, whatever word you want to use there. And outside them, there's maybe an area that could last maybe 4 or 5 minutes, maybe less. But, you know, on a freeway or highway, it could be 5 minutes. And you kind of feel your body is a little agitated a little bit before you come into it. We'll just say half a mile before you hit it, your body kind of feels like, uh-oh. And, you know, it may get your attention, it may not, but you will feel a slight shift. Once you hit that area, then you might yawn, ears could pop, eyes could start to water. You just feel uneasy a little bit, but everything looks normal to you. And then you keep going for about, you know, 5 minutes. And then all of a sudden, that abduction location, you know, is not there. And we'll use the word vortex, I guess, to maybe do that for abductions. And all of a sudden, you're back away from that, and you have another reaction. And, you know, or maybe it just feels like it takes forever to go that 5 minutes. You know, you're looking at your speedometer, still doing the speed limit, whatever that would be, say 65, 70, you know, and you're going that speed, but you go, man, this is taking a long time to drive from one off-ramp to the next. You know, what's going on here? And that's because you may not be here. But anyway, that's another way of looking at what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I remember when you were in L.A. and you were talking about the, you know, the different abduction areas, and I never really noticed it before, but then on my drive home, you know, I go from the 405 freeway onto the 10 freeway, and it's like I started to notice, like, wow, every time I make this transition, I actually feel my heart skipping, like wanting to start skipping. And so if I've got an area like that, like an abduction zone, how do I work with that? Because I got to drive that every day, and I'd like to not have to pass through it, you know.
Boy. What I would do is get a map, Google map or something, or just get one where you know, it's, you know, large enough to show that area with the freeways marked. Put it in front of your computer, and maybe put it on the alien attack page, and or maybe a space clearing.
Okay. Wow, Ron, that is an amazing idea.
Whenever I find one,
you know, I can't always get it. Whenever I start to go through one, I'm battling instantly with the aliens, and a lot of times I can get rid of it. You know, I'd say I'm probably 80% effective when I go through one of those things. You know, but I have to be aware to catch it, you know. Sometimes you don't really realize it until you're out of it, and you go, ah, nuts, you know. Well, that's now on a past timeline, okay, because you're actually being transported on another timeline, and I really don't want to go into the past, okay. So I want to be on my own timeline, and but sometimes they can trick you, you know. But, yeah, it would be another timeline. So it's not in the now. You're being abducted somewhere else, and your body's responding to it. And the mind doesn't know what to do with it because the mind can't really figure it out, but your body knows. You know, your body is very, very intelligent. So that, but I'd do the space clearing, and maybe the alien attack page, there could be a clearing on that that might, you know, work for abductions or something.
I love the idea of running a space clearing on a road.
Yeah. And also, you know, if you happen to drive someplace, a lot of times you see where there was an accident and, you know, you see a cross on the side with a bunch of flowers and stuff. You know, somebody died there. Well, go in there and clean that area out because that's going to attract more accidents. Not that you're going to see the cross and the flowers, but that energy is still there and it can make people have an accident because it's so heavily charged with all that trauma. And that trauma can draw anybody into an accident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the power of an accident. It's like all the looky-loos, you know, you like have to turn and look to see something
yeah.
that's taking place. Yeah, it's very compelling. Wow, so when I do the, if I do get a map and I do alien attack or space clearing, I put my name in it and then just do some type of a description or have the have that instead of my picture or with my picture? Or
You probably wouldn't want to use your picture. I would just use the map as what you're connecting with. Maybe circle that area.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, you know, have the clearing done.
Okay.
In fact, it might even be good to just try it as a experiment, we'll say. Go to Google Map, and I know you can zoom down to the top of where you're living, you know. I don't know how high you are, 300 feet or something, we'll say, and take a picture of the top of your house and then, you know, print it out and put that in the space clearing and just see what the heck happens, you know, for your house.
Yeah, oh, I could do that with the hospital I was born in, too.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be good.
Oh, all these possibilities.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fascinating, Ron.
What?
Well, we got about 3 minutes left, Terry, so do you have something else you want to bring up?
Yeah, it has to do with, I'm not quite sure what the question is, but it's with the DNA. Is prosperity or abundance, success, is that an activation? Is that a DNA activation? Or is that something else?
Oh, okay, yeah. That would probably also be NATO barcode. I mean, spirit infusion. Fetus infusion, I think is what we call it.
Fetus infusion, okay.
So you could bring forth that from this lifetime, you know, from other lifetimes into the now here, just by bringing that forward, because you, like I said, your spirit has to pick certain things to experience here, and they only pick like 10 of them, you know? And it's hope that you'll do one of those 10. You could do something else entirely different. And it didn't bring forth enough horsepower because it wasn't activated, okay? So you can go into your past and you can ask your spirit week by week from conception on to bring forth more of what you would like to have. Remember, when you talk to New Age people, they'll say, oh, yeah, you came into this lifetime and, you know, you chose to experience this. You know, well, that in a sense is true, but what you're experiencing isn't always what you want. And maybe you want the opposite of what you have, you see? And so they just picked, your spirit picked the DNA, and maybe you went the other direction on it, so you want to get it more positive. So you want to look at that as bringing forth what you want to have in your life versus maybe what you have now.
Yeah. Okay. And then, and being in the now turns off the DNA?
Yes, in a sense, yeah. It'll still be on, but you're not on any timelines to activate it. Remember, the aliens like to see all your situations, you know, all your secrets, all the darkness that they have given you to cause you trauma and pain. And so when you're in the now, they can't come into the now because all they know is timelines. They live on timelines. So it's like, you know, you're looking at, you know, multiple roads and freeways side by side, we'll say, and all these are timelines. Maybe there's 1,000 of them, and they're all running different directions, or we'll just say they're all parallel to each other. And when you get into the now, you're stepping off in all those roads that you're on, and now you're outside of that. And you may be able to view all those roads if you want. You don't have to, but it's possible you could. I myself would not even want to look at them. But you're now off you're off the side of the road completely, not attached to any of the timelines. So even if you are, you know, running your activations of DNA, we'll say, and you're trying to get you to do something, once you're off of the timeline, that DNA is not going to do anything for you. It's just not active any longer because you're not on a timeline to cause problems so they can attach to you. You can, at that point, use the DNA to create in the now. But I think the question was about getting off of the timelines and getting rid of the alien intervention of negativity.
Yeah, and so by doing, let's say, fetus infusion, I'm bringing forth DNA for something in particular, and the timeline, like the advantageous timeline, then that's using the timelines to my benefit versus being used by them.
Yes,
and then
correct.
Being in the now is just being off the timeline.
Yeah, so to speak. Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, looks like we're getting close to the end here. So if you want to come back next week, Jerry, it would be great if you wanted to come on.
That would be great. Thank you.
Okay,
we really enjoy having you on, Terry. Those are wonderful ideas.
Yes, so we have our 8-hour call Sunday coming up here. And I'll just say good night because our time is ticking on here.
Yeah.
Linear time. So thank you, Terry. Thank you, Ann. And we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings.
Good night, all. Thank you. Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Terry. Bye.
Good night. Bye. Thank you.